21 and a half minutes to 8 o'clock. Stay tuned, we'll be having a mind bender in the nearest end of time, as they say in cliche now. Good morning, welcome along. Cook your breakfast show Monday through to Friday, 6 till 10. Sunshine Radio, 299 meters, 1070 kilohertz, intermediate way back. Playing Rod Stewart.
Some guys have fallen in love. Some guys.
that some guys have all the luck, 70 minutes to 8 o'clock. This morning's Mindbender, oh, what a stinker. This is an absolute cracker, this. I don't think many of you are going to get this one right, you know, somehow. This morning's Mindbender goes like this. Of the three finalists in the Bathing Beauty Contest, listen to this, now you must pay attention, this is kind of complicated. Of the three finalists in the Bathing Beauty Contest, Amelia is older than the redhead, but younger than the hairdresser. Bernice is younger than the blonde, whilst Caroline is older than the brunette. The typist is the receptionist's younger sister. Can you give the hair colouring and profession of each girl in order of age?
Oh, right, I did.
Okay. Of the three finalists in the Bathing Beauty Contest, Amelia is older than the redhead, but younger than the hairdresser. Bernice is younger than the blonde, whilst Caroline is older than the brunette. The typist is the receptionist's younger sister. Can you give the hair colouring and profession of each girl in order of age? It's morning's Mindbender. Give us a ring on level 5922 if you know the answer to that. Win yourself a Sunshine Stickers, also a goodie bag. A final time, because it is a little complicated, this. Well, the three finalists in a Bathing Beauty Contest, Amelia is older than the redhead, but younger than the hairdresser. Bernice is younger than the blonde, whilst Caroline is older than the brunette. The typist is the receptionist's younger sister. Can you give the hair colouring and the professional of each girl in order of age? Give me a ring on level 5922. Win yourself some good stuff. Here's a brilliant single from you two at 15 minutes to 8 o'clock.
Thank you.
You too. And that's called Pride in the Name of Love. 8:12 this morning's mind then. A bit of a stinkeroonie, is it? Yes, not many of you got it right this morning. Who have we got it right so far? Michael, Sue, Wendy, John, Shirley and Angela. Those are all the correct answers I have at the moment. Actually, it's a mind bender for mastermind this morning. Well, that's what they call it anyway. I shall repeat it once more. Oh, I do like this when you're not struggling. I reckon that 70% of you out there, if you're like me, don't even understand the question. I most certainly don't. But I have the answer, so I can tell you what it is. About, 8:02, something like that. Of the three finalists in a bathing beauty contest, oh, she's a stinker. Amelia is older than the redhead, but younger than the hairdresser. Bernice is younger than the blonde, whilst Caroline is older than the brunette. The typist is the receptionist's younger sister. Can you give the hair colouring and profession of each girl in order of age? Ho, ho, ho. Ooh, good, eh? Of the three finalists, I know it gets on your whip me repeating it, but if you haven't quite grasped it, perhaps this will just help. Of the three finalists in the bathing beauty contest, Amelia is older than the redhead, but younger than the hairdresser. Bernice is younger than the blonde, whilst Caroline is older than the brunette. The typist is the receptionist's younger sister. Can you give the hair colouring and profession of each girl in order of age? Give me a ring on Ludlow 5922 if you're outside the Ludlow area. The STD code is 0584. So that's 0584 5922. 8:10.
You could say that glass is really a frozen liquid.
Why?
It's got a much higher freezing point than water.
Okay, I know, I'm learning something, but what's it leading up to?
It's just that glass, being in effect a frozen liquid, tends to go under physical shock.
And what's that mean?
Daylight glass.
Daylight glass?
Yes, when your window pane goes. Daylight glass of Ludlow are the people to fix it, from one pane to a house wall. They'll even cut glass to size if you want to do it yourself.
What if my glass isn't broken, but I want it changed?
You mean replacement windows?
Mm.
Daylight glass do double glazing. Replacement windows and doors, a whole range of designs. UPVC, silver aluminium, white aluminium.
Price is good?
Competitive. Open 8 till 5 in the week, 9 till 12 Saturday.
Where?
You'll find Daylight Glass at Unit 6, Sheet Road Industrial Estate, Ludlow.
Phone number?
For a free quote, telephone Ludlow 5027. Ludlow 5027.
Daylight glass.
Right.
Hey! Murphy!
Yeah!
They're gonna dig us up today.
They're gonna... What do you mean, dig us up?
Well, you're a potato, aren't you, Murphy? Do you want to spend all your life in the ground?
Heck no! What ground are we in?
Why, you're in John Moody's ground, Southnet Farm Mamble.
And what happens when they dig us potatoes up?
They're gonna sell us for a mere £1.60 per half hundredweight bag. And you won't buy a half hundredweight bag of potatoes any cheaper anywhere.
I always knew we were great value potatoes.
Of course we are. We're Wilgers. And we're fresh dug potatoes. We boil well. We make excellent chips. And there's tons of us.
Hear that, guys? We're gonna be fresh dug. And we're only going to cost £1.60 for a half hundredweight bag. Where are we again?
Why, we are halfway between Newnham Bridge and Clough's Top on the A456.
I know it. John Moody, Southnet Farm Mamble.
For us, Wilger potatoes at only £1.60 a half hundredweight bag.
Are you planning to buy a shed? Or perhaps you're interested in a new greenhouse, a summer house, or is it something smaller like a picnic table, maybe even a flower box? Well, don't spend a single penny until you've checked out Clibbery Timber Products. And that way you'll avoid spending quite a few unnecessary pennies. Clibbery Timber Products offer the best value for miles around, with sheds from £74. And they now supply wooden fencing panels. Ring for details. And how about a wooden lean-to greenhouse made specifically to your size and requirements? Don't forget, if it's a shed or greenhouse from Clibbery Timber, that means free delivery. Now's the time to look at Clibbery Timber Products. And you can see a selection at Duncow Cottage, opposite the Nelson Pub on the Cleehill Road out of Ludlow. To talk to someone about the great range of Clibbery Timber Products, telephone Dave Potter on Ludlow 4447. Dave Potter on Ludlow 4447. After 6 p.m. or at weekends. AMR Motors, Sheet Road, Ludlow. We are Nissan, a 1984 main dealer. And it's time you saw the Nissan range at AMR Motors now. Take a look at the Micra 1-litre 3-door DX hatch. 4149 on the road. Investigate the advantages of the Cherry 1.3 GS 3-door hatch at 4899 on the road. See the Sunny 1.3L 4-door at 4998, again on the road. The superb Stanza 1.6 GL 4-door at 6249 on the road. The four-wheel drive Prairie 1.5 GL 6439 on the road. And the new specification Bluebird 1.8 DX 4-door at 6119. All the prices are on the road and you pay no more. Test a new experience. test drive a dream today. AMR Motors and Nissan, famous for their unique 3-year or 100,000-mile warranty. AMR Motors, Sheet Road, Ludlow, just off the Ludlow Bypass. Telephone Ludlow 2774.
Sunshine Radio!
Six and a half to 8 o'clock. Laura Branigan.
Lines are now closed, so don't bother phoning up anymore. They are now closed. We'll be giving the answer in about a minute and a half time. Branigan and self-control. Hang about, just writing down the last name here. Right, excuse the voice, you know the singing. Just have to get you all screwed up and put you in a little bag. Where's this morning's my man there? Oh, it's a cracker this morning. I'm glad I got you all going. I've only got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I've only got 9 correct winners. Correct answers, I mean, not correct winners. And this morning's mind bender. It's a mind bender for the masterminds, is this. Of the three finalists in a bathing beauty contest, Amelia is older than the redhead, but younger than the hairdresser. Benice is younger than the blonde, whilst Caroline is older than the brunette. The typist is the receptionist's younger sister. Can you give the hair colouring and profession of each girl in order of age? The answer is quite simple. Caroline, the blonde hairdresser is the oldest, okay? So Caroline, the blonde hairdresser is the oldest. Amelia, the brunette receptionists come next. And Bernice, the red-headed typist, is next, okay? So Caroline, the blonde hairdresser, is the oldest. Amelia, the brunette receptionist, comes next. And Bernice, the red-headed typist, comes next, okay? Got that right? Oh, that's a good one. What a mind-bender this morning. Ah, crack-a-roadie this morning. I'll be telling you a little later on about my exploits with the kitchen sink again. Yes, Cookie's DIY spot, where I will tell you exactly how not to do things. You'll never believe what I did the other day. But stay tuned, I'll tell you a little later on. Let's see, who's going to win this morning? G'day, I tell you. I've got a supply of paper bags here that... Anybody want some paper bags? Just write in and tell me. I'm post them off to you, no problem at all. Caroline of Church Stretton. You are this morning's winner, this morning's mind-bender winner. If you'd like to give me a ring during the news, I'll take down your address and things, and we'll get the things parceled off to you. Congratulations to you, Caroline. I'd like everybody else, Michael and Sue and Wendy, John and Shirley, Angela, Jenny and Lily. Some of these people are consistent entrants into the mind-benders, and what I do is, if they phone up most mornings and they don't seem to be winning anything, I send them a few stickers anyway, because I'm like that. So commiserations to everybody who didn't get it right. In fact, nobody phoned up who got it wrong, but as I say, only had those few who did get it right. If you'd like to enter, there'll be another one tomorrow morning, about 20 to 8, something like that, about 22, quarter to. You'll be able to give me a ring on Ludlow 5922. Win yourself some goodie bag and some sunshine stickers and all kind of stuff like that, because I'm good like that on a Monday morning.
1017 kilohertz, 299 meters, the news on Sunshine.
Detectives investigating a body and a bag murder say the victim may have been a Saudi Arabian heiress who was kidnapped last month. The remains of a girl's body were found in a plastic bag under a Rolls Royce in London, but police say there's been a total lack of response from the family of the kidnapped girl. Here's Peter Kimber.
A missing persons check on the Scotland Yard computer shows the victim could be 15-year-old Suha Eunice Hawa, daughter of fabulously wealthy parents connected to the Saudi royal family. Suha was seized last month in London along with her aunt and uncle, who were later released apparently with a ransom demand from the kidnappers. The police didn't find out about the kidnapping until Suha's relatives had left the country and the girl's never been traced, nor have detectives been able to interview her parents. However, the lower half of a girl's body was found beneath a Rolls Royce near where the young heiress was staying, but identification's virtually impossible without the top half.
Power workers meet today to discuss support for the miners. Two of the biggest unions in the industry say they don't want to take strong action to back the pitmen, but other unions representing a majority of power workers may take a harder line, which could lead to power cuts. Frank Cotton of the General and Municipal Workers Union says if the power men refuse to use fuel moved across NUM picket lines, the country could be hit hard.
I suppose power stations hold the key to many disputes if we were prepared to use them in that way, but it's only in extreme circumstances that we're prepared to do that.
And are these extreme circumstances?
Well, they're certainly unusual circumstances. We've got a dispute that's been going on now for more than 6 months, and it's certainly time somebody did something to resolve it.
Prince Harry, the latest addition to the royal family, has spent his first night at home in Kensington Palace. His formal name, Henry, has been greeted with some surprise by people who think it's a bit old-fashioned. But royal biographer Hugh Montgomery Massingbird says it's not such a surprising choice, though he does find it odd that the Prince and Princess of Wales want him to be known as Harry.
In some ways, I'd have thought they might as well have gone the whole hog and called him Prince Harry, rather than, in a way, to call him Prince Henry and then to say he's going to be known as Harry. It's a bit of a... I mean, if you're going to call him Harry from the word go, why not christen him Harry? But, I mean, so it's perfectly... right that he should be called Harry. I mean, in Shakespeare's Harry the Fifth and so on, cry God for Harry and a little touch of Harry in the night and I saw young Harry with his beaver on and so on. It's a splendidly English name, Harry. I'd have been in favour of perhaps just calling him Prince Harry and having done with it.
A big chunk of Wales goes under the hammer today, giving would-be owners the chance to buy their own mountain. A 22,000-acre estate in the Brecon Beacons is being auctioned after the breakdown of a private sale agreement in April. It's thought the deal was then worth nearly £400,000, but the estate could go for much more today in London because it's now been revealed that the land has coal reserves worth up to £12 million.
Now the sunshine weather, cloudy with rain at times, some heavy, maximum temperature 16 degrees centigrade, winds will be southwesterly, the outlook sunny intervals with some showers.
Good morning to you. Welcome along, Cookie's Breakfast Show on Sunshine Radio, 299 1017 kilohertz.
Again, I won't try to complicate your life. I'm not that kind of guy, but I think I ought to tell you,
love is
simple, easy and fun to dream. That's how love should be. All you gotta do is talk to me.
Cookie's signature tune comes from Johnny Mathis. It's all simple. 6 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning to you. Welcome along to Sunshine Radio, broadcasting to Shropshire, Herefordshire, Worcestershire, and all over the place from Sunshine 299 1017 kilohertz. Monday, 17th of September, it's 1984, and outside, well, it's a little bad to say the least. It's kind of been raining off and on all morning, sometimes just a drizzle, but other times it's been absolutely chucking it down. It's Wellies and Plastic Mac, also Brolly Day today. So you've got to go out, if you're out and about on the roads as well, be prepared for the puddles. When I was on my way to the studio this morning, although it was a little earlier than what you lot are, it was there was kind of puddles which kind of crept up on you when you were least expecting it. Next thing you know, you're whistling through it at a great rate of knots, sliding all over the place. So if you have got to go to work this morning, I know lots of you have, I should leave just a little bit more early. A little bit more early. Does that sound right? Is that right? A little bit more early? No, a little earlier. That's better, yes. Leave a little earlier and allow yourself a bit more time. That's what I was trying to say. Oh, something I just wanted to say, which I picked up in the news. The fellow who was commenting on the name for the new prince, did you notice what his name was? Hugh Montgomery Messingbird. He's got some room to talk, so Hugh Montgomery Messingbird, good morning to you. Line with a name like that as well.
Sunshine Radio.
Go Sunshine Shopping in Craven Arms.
The Grocery Shop, Market Street, Craven Arms, stocking everything from tins of beans to daily fresh bread. They also sell fresh fruit and vegetables, plus freshly cut bacon and cheese, and frozen foods too. Hey Mum, the Grocery Shop also sell SMA baby milk at only £1.51 per tin, and they offer a range of other baby foods. The Grocery Shop, open 9 to 5.30, 5.5 days a week, at Market Street, Craven Arms. Telephone Craven Arms 3718. The Grocery Shop.
Ladies, how about treating yourself to a Lamar perm and getting a free facial and makeup lesson? Come along to Golden Scissors, 4 Dale Street West, Craven Arms. The people who know all about hair. Cutting and blow drying for ladies and gents. Golden Scissors, open 9 till 5.30, Monday to Saturday, with late dues on Fridays till 8. Ring Chris now for your appointment. Golden Scissors on Craven Arms 3237.
Cordell Glass and Pet Supplies at Market Street, Craven Arms, want to tell you about the three special things they do. Firstly, glass. Whatever you need, they'll do a free quotation, and distance is no object. Secondly, pet supplies. Call in and see their large range. And thirdly, their fantastic range of video films. Club membership is free. Cordell Glass and Pet Supplies at Market Street, Craven Arms. Telephone 2519 and after hours, call Brian Selly on Seaton 640. Cordell Glass and Pet Supplies.
There's nothing like the aroma of real coffee. Smell the aroma at the coffee pot. Taste their pizzas, quiches, sausage rolls, and sample the coffee pot's dish of the day. The coffee pot for gatto and cheesecakes, hot and cold snacks, toasted sandwiches, and a range of Wall's Jolly Scooper ice cream. The coffee pot, Market Street, Craven Arms. Open 5.5 days a week. Telephone Craven Arms 2324.
Ron Williams of 1 Dale Street, Craven Arms, for the best selection of homemade sausages. English lamb for the freezer at only 77 pence a pound. He also sells pies and cooked meats. And half pigs for the freezer, only 66 pence per pound. Ron Williams at 1 Dale Street, Craven Arms. Telephone 3318. The friendly butcher where service counts.
It's the Kid Stuff clearance sale. Baby and children's wear, dresses, jerseys, shirts, trousers, jeans, underwear, pyjamas and nightdresses. Supplies of shirts and blouses to Church Stretton and Ludlow School. Kid Stuff have these items on special offer too. Kid Stuff for sizes up to 12 years old in the Kid Stuff clearance sale. Kid Stuff, Market Street, Craven Arms. Telephone Craven Arms 3787.
Go sunshine shopping in Craven Arms.
Sunshine Radio.
Oh,
Alpha Bill big in Japan. Alpha Bill. Alpha Bill. Alpha Bill. Yes. Big in Japan, 13 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock. Happy birthday now to Mandy Wall. She's 14 today, lives at 33 Mortimer Street in Leominster. So good morning and happy birthday to you. Also, happy birthday to Mary Morris. She lives in Worcester, and it's her birthday yesterday. So many happy returns of yesterday to you. That comes with love from Louise and family. Yes, I happen to know that Mary listens every morning because Louise usually phones in with my mind bender. She likes to hear Louise's name on the radio. So Mary Morris, good morning to you. And also Mandy Wall.
Till New Year's Day to celebrate. No chocolate cup can be hard to give away. No first of dreams. No song to sing. In fact,
especially for Mandy Wall, whose birthday it is today. She's 14 today. And also for Mary Morris, whose birthday it was yesterday. That comes from Louise and family. 80 minutes past 8 o'clock. What have we got for you now? I tell you, I thought, with there kind of being a lot of foo-ha and hoo-ha and all that kind of going around about names and things with the birth of the new prince, I thought I'd do you a little bit of a
a thing which I picked up over the weekend about popular names. The most popular names around now are James, Elizabeth, Andrew, David, Jennifer, and William. They are unlikely to attract as much attention as a boy called Brick or a girl called Dolphin. Every day, Leslie Dunklin... Leslie Dunklin. He's the General Secretary of the Name Society. He receives a variety of letters from all over the world asking about the origins of unusual names. Now, Leslie is the leading authority on names, having written several books on the subject. For instance, a lady called Dolphin was the mother of a woman who wrote to Leslie asking if he had ever heard of anyone else with that name. Dolphin had been on board a ship of the same name. Leslie was able to discover that several other people shared unusual Christian names. Other children born at sea have been called Sou'wester.
Sou'wester, come here.
Also Neptune and Oceanus. Oh, what are these people thinking of? Fancy calling a child Neptune, Oceanus, or Sou'wester. And a family from Nebraska. Here's another over the top. Americans. Oh, blimey. A family from Nebraska in USA liked cars so much, the two generations of the family had names like Rory, Ferrari, Lancia, Le Mans, and Austin Healey. Oh, they're pathetic. Fancy calling your child that. Honestly, I can't understand the mentality of some people. 20 minutes past 8. Cookie's Grumble of the Morning, also an insight into some of the unusual names that are going around. Here's one of the best singles around at the moment. Comes from Nick Kershaw. It's called Human Race, especially for Wendy and her mother in church strength. Good morning to you. Welcome along. It's Monday, 17th September, 84.